Earlier this week, I had the privilege of being invited to appear live on BBC Radio York's Breakfast programme to talk about how we can better support trans young people and teachers in schools to better support each other. And this is the interview.
BBC Radio York.
So let's continue with our main story this morning. We've been told that a pupil in most secondary schools in North Yorkshire is being supported as transgender, and also in some primary schools as well. Graham Easterlow works at a school in Thirsk. He's also on the National Executive of the Association of Teachers and Lecturers. He joins us this morning. Good morning, Graham.
Good morning.
How much support is there in schools for pupils who are transgender?
I think there is a great deal of support. I think when you enter the education profession, either as a teacher or support staff, that you're entering it to support those young people. And I think individually, teachers and support staff do want to support those young people. I think that some schools are struggling because they don't have particular policies to support trans young people. But I think we need to be clear that it's not just about people who are transitioning from one gender to another. There's actually an ever-expanding sort of understanding of gender, and that's quite a complex thing to face as an educational professional.
I bet it is. And in terms of the, how you facilitate these young people, there's more pressure. You're trying to give them an education, but there's all the puberty going on. And I mean, it's a very confusing time, isn't it, Graham?
Yeah, I think it's a confusing time for young people. They're growing, they're developing, they're trying to find their place. A place in the world, and teachers, we're not specialists in gender. We're not specialists in transitioning between genders.
So do we know enough, Graham? Do the teachers and support staff, in which case, do they know enough to be able to help sufficiently?
I think teachers and education staff should be signposting. There are a lot of really great support organisations out there that should be. That should be being accessed by schools. But I think the problem that we see is that the training that's given on the LGBT support, it's not specific enough. In the LGBT label itself, the lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, it's very confusing. It's lumping together sexuality, that is who we choose to love and have relationships with gender, which is that whom people believe they are, their identity. And to put those together into one training, we think is a bit misguided. There needs to be trans-specific training for staff to look at what's needed to support those very unique circumstances for those young people.
Do you know, you've really got to get this right, haven't you? Because this is where we formulate ourselves as characters, as personalities in school, and it could go very wrong, couldn't it? It could be a very bad experience for a child that wants to be in a different body, that doesn't want to be specific to how they were born.
Yeah, I think any young person that brings up the courage to talk about any issue, any problem, any challenge they're facing, whether it's emotional, mental health, it's physical, they come to the teacher, they come to ask for support. If that teacher, the individual teacher, isn't really secure and able to offer some support or guidance, in that moment, it can have a devastating effect if it's not upheld effectively. Young people and trans young people, there's a great deal of self-harm, a great deal of sadly suicide, and that's something that I think we could be looking at changing through better training.
Do we have the money for that training, Graham?
Yes, I think schools do. I think they have an equalities duty. We have a duty to uphold the equality and support children and young people of all types and all stages of their lives. And I think it's not that difficult. I think to look at producing some training that is trans specific.
And in terms of the other pupils, the kids that these kids are going to school with, how accepting are they of children that are transgender?
I think in my experience, other young people are actually more accepting often, or more understanding and compassionate and understanding than the teachers, because they seem to have no more. Let's be clear, children and young people have a greater knowledge, comprehension and confidence surrounding the understanding of gender and vocabulary that's ever expanding than some of our teachers in our schools and colleges. And we're caught, I think, sometimes on the back foot when it comes to supporting children who are questioning their gender, children who are definitely wanting to transition. But it's a very complex area. I mean, you know, there's things such things as fluid gender. That means that a young person might feel that today I feel quite masculine, tomorrow I might feel quite feminine. And that's very difficult for somebody, you know, who's grown up with a binary idea of gender that's, well, you're a man or you're a girl, and you will just simply swap from one to the other. So I think, you know, we do need to be looking at how teachers, education staff acquire that greater understanding so that we can better support.
Graham, you're from the National Executive of the Association of Teachers and Lecturers. What kind of problems are teachers having getting their heads around this? Because this is a whole new thing.
I think, as I say, it's about a historical understanding of the binary idea of gender, that you have a male, you have a female, and you're swapping between the two. I think that is fundamentally one of the challenges. I think we've, you know, exponentially understanding more about gender, more about you know, gender identity, gender expression. And I think also that's an area that can be very confusing, is the difference between somebody who is who is genuinely questioning their gender identity as opposed to somebody who is experimenting with gender expression. So, you know, somebody who wants to put on a pair of shoes or wear a dress as a gender expression as a young person may not be in the same place as being in the wrong body. And that, again, it can be very confusing and very difficult to understand if you've not had training and support and education yourself as an educator to understand.
Graham, really good to talk to you this morning. I really appreciate your time. Graham Easterlow, he works at a school in Thurskins, and I say he's also on the National Executive of the Association of Teachers and Lecturers. I'll be